would strain it and then put it away and let the cream rise. Skim the cream from it, churn the cream, and drink the milk.
This is something kind of like a fruit pie, only it's got several layers of fruit and dough in it. Maybe it's, if it's made out of apples, you have a layer of dough, then a layer of apples, and then some more dough, and some more apples.
Would that be a cobbler?
Okay. And say you might take milk or cream and mix that with sugar and nutmeg and pour it over pie, or make a sweet liquid to pour over pudding or pie. You call that a...
Would that be a sauce?
Okay. And if someone has a good appetite, you'd say he sure likes to put away his...
food.
Okay. Do you ever hear vittles?
Yes. That's the slang for food.
What's that?
Vittles.
Uh-huh. Would you say that yourself?
I would,
And food taken between regular meals, you call that?
A snack, I guess.
And say if dinner was on the table and the family was standing around waiting to begin, you tell them just go ahead and...
Be seated.
Or go ahead and what down?
Sit down.
And you say, so then he went ahead and...
Helped his plate.
Or went ahead and what down? Then he was standing up, but then he...
Would sit down.
Okay. And you say no one else was standing because they had all...
Been seated.
Or they had all what down?
Sat down.
Okay. And if you want someone not to wait until the food's passed over to them, you tell them just go ahead and...
Help themselves.
And say, I ask them to pass them over to me since he had already...
Well, I would say served himself.
Or since he'd already...
Helped his plate.
Okay. And if someone offers you some food that you don't want, you'd say,
no thanks.
I don't.
Wouldn't care for any.
And if food's been cooked and served a second time, you say that it's been...
Reheated.
Okay. Do you ever hear warmed up or head over?
Head over.
Uh-huh.
I've heard that many a time.
Would you say that to yourself?
No, I wouldn't. I'd say warmed over or reheated.
Uh-huh. And you put food in your mouth and then you begin to...
Chew.
And you say, he couldn't eat that piece of meat because it got stuck in his throat and he couldn't...
Swallow.
He said he could chew it, but he couldn't... What?
Couldn't swallow.
Okay. Whiskey that's made out in the woods illegally, you'd call that?
That would be moonshine.
Okay. Any other names for that?
I see now. That's all I can think of, moonshine. Or it's been called briar patch.
Briar patch?
Uh-huh.
Briar patch. What about beer that people make at home?
Homebrew. That's homebrew.
And if something was cooking and made a good impression on your nostrils, you'd tell someone just that.
Just smell that.
Okay. And you might tell someone, this is an imitation maple syrup. This is
would be genuine.
Okay. And when sugar wasn't sold in a package, but when it was weighed out of a barrel, you'd say that it was sold...
Loose.
Okay. Any other expression for that?
Not that I know of.
Did you ever hear in bulk or in bulk?
Oh, yeah. Bulk.
Uh-huh. Did that mean the same thing as loose?
I would think so.
Okay. And a sweet spread that you could put on toast or biscuits in the morning.
And what?
That you could put on toast or biscuits.